Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
and love. We give thanks to the Almighty Yah for the opportunity to perform for you today. We want to thank.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom. We're in the Sabbath right now. The Sabbath door has been opened. Prayerfully, all who can hold of it, getting a rest, a well-deserved rest. I'm your brother, Ariel, here at Kol Elohim with Iblis culture, Hebrew culture. Hebrew culture with our last installment of the judgment and wrath of Yah. This is our last installment. And I want to open up with a prayer before I get the rambling off and talking, getting into the word. I want to open up with a prayer first and foremost. If anybody can shoot me a thumbs up, let me know that I'm sounding good, I'm okay. There's nothing wrong. I appreciate that. Hallelujah. Torah Abiyah once again. For allowing your Shabbat door to be open, Father, all are welcome. We thank you for that. We thank you for getting us to the Shabbat, Father, those who made it this week, Father. Everybody didn't make it, Father, those who put their hand to your Shabbat, Father. We know somewhere in this world, somebody did not make it to your Shabbat, Father. So we who are alive, thank you, Father. Praise you, Father, for allowing us to make it to another Shabbat, Father. May we make it to that great and last Shabbat, Father. Just a rehearsal, just something that we can look forward to make it to that last and great Shabbat, Father. That one that won't end, Father. Father, pray for all Israel, Father. All those who are ailing, Father. All those maybe physical, mental, spiritually, Father. May you touch and heal them, Father. May you touch and heal all the Zakim's, Father, all the Emas, Father, all the Yaladid's, Father, all the Emas, Father, all the Ox and Akotis, Father, all the Kohanim, Father. May you give them a special blessing, Father, because we know the burden that is put upon them, Father, especially these last days, Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, family, we made it through another 6 weeks, and hallelujah for that. Thank Abba Yah for that. And this last one, it may be a little long. I pray I don't ramble off too much and be able to get through everything that Abba has, the climax or the conclusion of the judgment of Yah. But before I do, you know, we always got to talk about something. Something that's happening in this world system that always brings about questions and always brings sometimes some perplexed thoughts and some conversation period. And this week, what everybody is talking about, what everybody, especially in the black community, and even in not in, in other communities, but in the black community, you have a good percentage of us who were up in arms about what happened with this last case down in Texas. A lot of us was perplexed. This was something that never happened before, you know, and you hear different analysts and different people talking about it from different avenues and different genres. And those who are in that field, those who are in the judicial field, they like, hey, that was a first. You never saw a judge come off the stand and hug a defendant, hug somebody who weren't on trial but was accused and found guilty of murder. And see, we got to get the whole gist of it. She was found guilty of murder. And the judge, and you understand, for the brother, we know we're talking about the case down in Texas about the white officer that walked into the brother's house and shot him twice. Shot him twice, thought she was in her own apartment, which we know that's neither here nor there, but even with the case, come to find out that she had racist tweets or racist conversations with the other officer, and was she still claimed that she wasn't a racist? All right, I don't know if she was or not, but we take that for that. But, and you know, another thing that we as a people, majority of us anyway, was up in arms about was why we always have to forgive, why we got to be the ones always forgiving. You know, they talked about the young brother when he got up there and he hugged her. First he went on this little rant about how he forgive her. He forgive her. And you hear all, you see the, what's the court officer, she's stroking the white lady's hair, fixing her hair, because the white lady, she's sobbing, she's crying real bad, and she's saying that she's sorry, and outright showing that she has remorse. And I don't know if it was true or not, but the black community, they was up in arms about that. You know, and then I had to think in within myself, you know, wow, would I be able to do or forgive somebody who just killed it, my loved one, you know, and found guilty of murder, you know, and then that was the little thing that was perplexing me this week, and I had to talk to Abba about it because, and he had to come to understand, and he had to show me that, yes, we should forgive her. Yes, we should. But forgiveness is for us. It's not so much for the person that you're asking or if they ask for forgiveness or not, but forgiveness is for us. For those who have been done wrong, it's for you, because Abba knows and understand how our minds work, our bodies work, this psyche of ours work. So if we have and harbor ill will, we harbor hatred, we harbor anything within us, anything towards this person that killed our loved one, anything, it will hinder us with our walk with him. Why? Because there's a part of our body, there's a part of our mind, there's a part of our psyche that Abba is not able to reach because of us. We are not allowing him to reach that. We're not allowing that space in our mind or that space in our quote-unquote heart to forgive and let go. Why? Because that thing, it starts off small, but it can grow into many other things, hatred, resentment, so many things that fall under just hatred alone. It can spider web out in just so many different directions. And I would know, for us, we have to forgive. We have to. And I was with them because, you know, people was making good arguments. And they was always the thing that why we the ones as a people, we always have to forgive. Why are we always, you know, people calling them Uncle Tom, people calling them sellout, people saying that is the slavery mentality, you know. And at the beginning when I first heard it and I was listening, I was there. I was listening like, hold up, man, they just killed. This woman is convicted of murder. You know that the racist tweets and all this stuff, she's racist. And we don't understand they had something going on. If you ask me, honestly, she could have been, I don't know, so I can't say that. She could have been repentful. I'm going to give her that. She could have been. But that's unethical for the court, for the judge to get off her bench and walk down there and hug and console this lady. And what I did hear, that she did hug the family too, but she spent time with this person who was just accused of murder. I mean, just found guilty of murder. Now, I understand the forgiveness part, and I'm with that. We have to forgive. But judgment still have to go out towards her. I still want Abba's judgment to go out towards her. She still need that judgment. And 10 years for a slap on the wrist. That was a slap on the wrist compared to the young brother that shot a police dog. 40 years he shot a police dog. He gave this brother 40 years for the lady, the young sister that's warning shots in the air because she had an abusive husband, and she shot warning shot, black sister, at this man. 20 years for shooting warning shots. Warning shots. Now, we know and understand that the justice is different for us in this country. We do know that. We know, and I'm still trying to get over it and figure out how. Yes, the young brother that ran over the top up here in Towson, Maryland last year, he ran her over. He killed her. He got his time. Okay, I agree with the time. I don't agree if he got life, but he got the time he got. So, all right, I'm with that. I'm not arguing against that because he shouldn't have been there in the first place. He should have been in school. But for the other three young brothers that was in the house, robbing the house, which they should not have been, I do not agree with their actions. And if they was caught doing a criminal act, whatever the crime is, they should get judged accordingly. But these young brothers, 16, two were 16, I believe one was 17, three in the house, robbing the house, got 30 years apiece. They got charged also for murder. Huh? They don't know what Mike Michael Juju, whatever his name is, out there in the car doing. They should have got charged for robbery. And it wasn't even armed robbery. They should have got charged for breaking and entering and robbery and burglarizing because the people wasn't home. But they charged these brothers with murder, these three young brothers. 30 years with these young boys. And here it is, this woman walked in the house that wasn't hers and shot him. Got found guilty of murder. You got a black judge, a black bailiff, because that's what they call him, and again, for the young brother, I do not knock him because for his sanity, he had to forgive her. He had to forgive her. And that's another thing why I would tell him, it's for our own sanity. It's for our own good because we understand that that thing is like a cancer and will eat and spread through our body. But for the judge to walk off the bench and come down there and hug, give us, and go into Bible scriptures. Go into, you need to read this while you're in prison. And granted, she only going to do 5 years. If that, she may do 3.5 years for being found guilty of murder. So we, as a people, we since the inception of our enslavement here in this country, we have so many stories like that. So many stories like that. But until Yahweh pulls you in and you start talking to him about the situation, at first I ran off with my own emotions. I've had to pull me back. No, come back. Reel it in. Bring it back. You're right. We have to forgive. We have to forgive those who do us wrong. Regardless of what it is, regardless of how it is, we have to forgive first and foremost for ourselves. But the judgment, we don't have to not want the judgment still to go out. Because the judgment still is going out. It's still going to go out. Why? Because I was said so. And let's not get in our heads that we forgive, and then I'm just going to sweep that under the rug. No, even when we sin, no, that sin of ours don't just get swept up under the rug. Oh, yes, it do. That's what the Bible says. It gets wet. No, 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 it don't. He said, I throw your sin in the sea of forgiveness. Hey, that's when you did it that one time. But you continue to do that thing, you're going to get judged. You're going to get judged. Brother Shaul had to come and say, Brother Paul had to come and tell us, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? If you can, God forbid it, understand the tone that the brother got to when he said that. Like, no. But it wasn't just a no. It was a no. It had authority behind that. No, we should not. Because Yahushua had to come and tell us this way. Those who know going to get beat with many stripes. But those who don't know going to get beat with few stripes. So ignorance of the law does not grant you freedom of whatever you did wrong. Even if you're ignorant of what you didn't do, you better find out what you're doing wrong and pray and ask Abba and repent of that thing so the judgment won't be as harsh. It won't come down on us harsh. And that's what we've been talking about for the last 3 weeks. The last 5 weeks so far. This is the sixth. Is the judgment and wrath of Yahweh. But we're going to get into this lesson. We're going to just give a very brief overview of what we have learned so far. We learned that Yahweh judged his people. He was passing judgment on his people. Throughout the ages, he had been passing judgment on his people. And we know and understand the last and final judgment is when Yahushua come back and we all be presented to the Father. We understand that last and final, but Yahweh will pass judgment and have been passing judgment since Israel came out of Mitzrayim or Israel came out of Egypt. He's been passing judgment on them. If not, why send us into captivity? Why allow all these different nations to come upon us? So, but we know and we learn and understand that judgment is not always against us. We learn some judgment is for us. And we know and learn that Abba, when he judged, it was a plan. It just wasn't, I'm just going to judge him. I'm going to scatter him to the four corners of the earth. But we learn and understand that that was a plan of Abba when he said, through Yahushua, a sower went out to sow. And what he sowed, these seeds, all over the world, because Israel was scattered all throughout the world. And Israel is the seed that was scattered throughout this world. We learned last week that Israel is his battle axe. Israel is his weapon in this world system. As long as Israel doing right, as long as they doing right and living how he want them to live, they will be his weapon in this world. And we ain't always, it's not a physical battle. We learned that. That is a spiritual battle that he is, how he is using Israel. It's a spiritual battle. He's subduing some things in the spiritual realm. He allowed and wanting Israel to come to a point where as though he don't have to hold our hands no more. He don't have to be continuing to give us a little push. You know how you're behind your child and you're teaching them how to ride a bike. If you ever had to learn how to ride a bike, whoever was teaching, they was right there behind you. You were wiggling, wobbling, whatever way you would go, they would just nudge you a little bit. Or you would take the baby and you would put your hand, they going to the left, you would lift them back up. They go to the right, you would lift them back up. And eventually, they will ride on their own, and you still running behind them because you ain't really sure if they got it because you running, you don't want them to fall. Obviously, it should come a time that I don't have to run behind you. I don't have to try to keep you up on the straight and narrow path because you keep falling off. or you keep stopping, or you will not move and do what I ask you to do. He says the time is coming for that. And you know what? That just came out about myself. Because Abba gave me a dream. He gave me a dream, and I told my brother Harvell. My brother Harvell got on me so bad. I said, "Dang, brother, you hurt my feelings." He said, "Brother, I don't mean to hurt your feelings. Y'all know how Harvell get. I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but I was trying to take you somewhere, and you keep doing the same dreams over and over." Man, the brother got on me bad. But I understood why he got on me. I said, "Brother, I'm hurt because I would keep wanting me to take off the training wheels. Hey, boy, what you do? Take off the training wheel. I got you. See what you got to do? I got you. I got your family. Trust me. That brother came on me hard. I said, I should have told you nothing. But I'm glad I told him, and I'm glad that he got on me. He said, "Brother, you afraid? You afraid, brother? Abba got you. You think that dream was, but Abba got you. Stop being afraid. Your family going to be all right. Everything going to be fine." I know how hard they'll get, how they'll go in. But I appreciated that. For me, when my brothers do that for me, I understand their love. I understand that. That's love right there. Because it wasn't done in malice. You know the difference when people doing it in malice and when they're doing it out of love. The fire of Yahweh. It comes from that Ruach, that HaKodesh that's within them. I could see his face all broke down too. And after that, we had some great conversations talking about that word. And, you know, he was just telling me some things that Abba was showing him. Because he was on fire. Because he spoke fire. And it was like a fire was ignited within him. It was lit. Hallelujah. Toda Abiyah for my brother. Toda Abiyah. But let's get into this. Y'all know our opening scripture have been throughout these 6 weeks have been Yeshayahu 58:1. And for those who don't know Yeshayahu, it is Isaiah. It is Isaiah. These are Hebrew people. So Israelites, which are the Hebrew people, and we are just giving them their names that the Most High gave them. We're putting it back. Because, again, restoration. Restoration has been taking place. Cry aloud. Don't spare. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Declare to my people their disobedience and to the house of Jacob their sin. To the house of Yaakov, that sent. And back to this young lady. But the thought I was getting like is why she was sobbing so bad. Because I believe that. And I know I don't like to use that term. But she could not believe that they found her guilty. No, not this system here. Not this world system here. Not the system that had been set up against the people. She could not believe that they found her guilty. Out of all the cases that we had heard, the Trayvon Martin, all these people had walked scot-free, and she could not believe they found her guilty. That's why she was sobbing. She knew that she was going to get away with that. Just like majority of them. But I believe this world system, every now and then, it got to give one of them up. It got to show a little bit of quote-unquote justice. They have to show that. They have to be a token. You know how it always used to be a token black. One of them have to take a fall every now and then in this world system, because this world system is set up to kill people. Oh, brother, you done gone too far. Now you done got out of hand. Just like Pharaoh, Hasatan, put in Pharaoh's mind to kill all the young babies. Why? Because he did not know who was going to rise up and be the savior of Israel. And that was Moshe. Just like Herod did not know who this baby was, but he did the exact same thing. And today, Israel is rising up so fast. But because they are rising up so fast, there have been roadblocks. There have been so many other different things. But Hasatan do not know who Israel is. So a world system has been created against these people. Against these people. So that's why we see all the injustice that goes against us. Why? First and foremost, we're going to read about that in a few minutes. We're going to read about why this world system is like that against us and who allowed this world system to go that way against us. So let's go to Deuteronomy 32. And that is Deuteronomy 32, family, for those who don't know. Deuteronomy 32, starting at verse 35. And I only was going to just read 43, but the whole thought starts in 35. Matter of fact, y'all, if you have not read Deuteronomy or Deuteronomy 32, read the whole chapter. Read the whole chapter. Read the whole chapter. This is Moshe speaking, but we know holy men move. Or spake as the Ruach HaKodesh was upon them. So we know who was speaking through Moshe. Abba Yah. Abba Yah is speaking through Moshe. Moses. Vengeance is mine. Vengeance is mine, Abba said. So all this people we trying to rise up and know, that's not the fight, family. Fight against these unclean spirits in high places. The fight is to get these minds back of the people, to get the mind back. That's our fight, not a physical fight. Now, again, every now and then it might have to be a scuffle. But right now, this is a spiritual battle that we are involved in, that we are going to be used as Yahweh's weapon, spiritual family. But Abba say, vengeance is mine, and recompense at the time when their foot slides. For the day of their calamity is at hand, their doom rushes at them. For Yahweh will judge his people. For Yahweh will judge his people. And have compassion on his servant when he sees that their power is gone, that there is no remaining, no one remaining, shut up or left at large. And at this time when we cry out, Abba, when we didn't left all these false deities, when we left everything, and we finally say, Abba, it's you. You are my good, Abba, Tobiah. He will say, where are their gods, the rock in which they took refuge, which ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offering? Let them rise up and help you. Let them be your protection. See now that I myself am he. There is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. There is no one who can deliver out my hand. We got to believe that, family. We got to start holding on to these words. We got to stop making these words to live within inside of ourselves. We got to start living. We got to be practical. For if I lift up my hand to heaven and declare, if I live forever, if I sharpen my glittering sword, my hands grasp it in judgment, I will take vengeance on my adversaries and will repay those who hate me. Amen. I will make my arrows drunk with the blood. My sword shall devour flesh with the blood of the slain and the captive from the head of the leader of the enemy. He said in that way, all the kings of earth. You know, he's going to go against all the kings of earth. And right here, he just say, the head of the leader. And again, I'm reading out of the WEBA translation because I like that. Because most of the time when you look up the words in the King James, the word is already here in the WEBA. Most of the time. This is the one that we wanted to get to right here, 43. Rejoice, you nation, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants. He will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he will make atonement for his land and for his people. Rabbi said something a couple of Shabbats ago. He said something, I believe, on the lines of, it's not written in the scriptures for no reason. If this is written in the scripture, then that means Abba mean it. He mean that. He said, vengeance is mine. Tell the nations, rejoice now. Israel, hold on. Because Abba is telling the nations, rejoice now with his people. So all us that was up in arms because of the injustices that was going on in this nation, I was telling them, rejoice now. But he first told them before, once y'all come to understand that I am your mighty one, and you let go all those false images, from religions to politics and everything else outside of Yahweh, you have to let those things go. You have to come to understand, I am your power, Israel. And not just native-born Israelites. Anybody who wants to take hold of her, I am your power. I am. So, you come to understand. And matter of fact, no, we got one more scripture to read before that, because we're going to hear some things. We're going to read in 2 Ezra 15 and 16, and we're going to hear a lot. And I want us to Shema, because this is the time that's coming so near, so near. But before we get to that, we're going to go to Hazan. And Hazan, for those who do not know, is Revelation. Revelation 7. We're going to start reading 1 through 3, but we only really need 3. But to get the whole gist of it, we're going to read 1 through 3. After this, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth. Matter of fact, we need all of them. Holding the four winds of the earth so that no wind will blow on the earth or the sea or on any tree. I saw another angel ascend from the sunrise, having a seal of the living mighty one. He cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to harm the earth and the sea. To whom it was given to harm the earth. What are they holding back for? Keep this right here in your mind. Keep this in your mind. The first part, these four angels, they're holding back. They had all four corners of the earth, east, north, west, and south. And if you can use your imagination, it's like, they are holding all this wind behind. And whatever this wind is, it's going to come on the earth and it's going to harm them. It's going to harm. But these are the ones who are given the charge to allow this to happen, to allow harm to come on the earth. Saying, don't harm the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees until we have filled the bondservants of our mighty one on their foreheads. Again, we had to read the second time we came to this in this 6 week course we've been going through. But the seal of the mighty one, the seal, again, we have already had that. We got that. Rabbi Gershom McDaniel did an awesome teaching on that. So if you need to know what the seal is, or get with one of the Kohanim, get with one of the brothers, or shoot out some text, or even shoot us some text here. You can, I believe you can go on Blog Talk and ask questions. But nobody seems to go on Blog Talk and come behind and ask questions about the lessons. So if you don't do that, you can text a brother or whatever you have to do if you want to know what this seal is. Brother Mariel, I believe, can get you a copy of the whole lesson, the seal of God, the seal of Yah. Rabbi Gershom McDaniel broke it down so beautifully, what the seal is. But that seal is very important. Why? Because if we, what we just read, and if you believe what we just read, whatever's going to happen on the earth, it cannot happen. Whatever this calamity is, whatever this hurt, harm, or danger, whatever's coming, it cannot happen until Yahweh has filled his people. And again, we had even went through Yesekel, Ezekiel. I cannot remember this. I believe it was chapter 9. And it talks about a seal or a mark that was coming because Yahweh said his judgment is going to start at his house. We have read through that, though. But the thing is, listen, because in Ezra, we're going to hear about these calamities. We're going to hear about things coming from north, east, south, and west. We're going to hear about this, these three verses right here in Ezra, in 2nd Ezra. So we're on our way to 2nd Ezra right now, and we're going to 2nd Ezra, starting at chapter 15, and we're going to read 15 and 16, and it's long. So I'm going to try to just read. When I stop, it's because they always stop me, and something may need to be explained. Something may need to be pointed out. But in your spare time, go over these things. Go over, comb through them. Allow Abba, allow Yahweh to connect these things with you. Connect some things for you. So we can know where we at in this world system and there's what's happening. Because if you could look out in the world right now, you see calamities are happening all over the world. I mean, not just here, because we know we only privy to here in the country, and those other news stations tells more truth than what we get here in America. Because you will find out something that happened in another country, and or something that happened in our own country, and another country will present it or say it on the news and give truth. Al will water it down. Ours will water it down. You know, some people call the media is the fourth branch of the government. Fourth branch of the government. That's what some people call our media today. They don't understand that it's control. It's not eyewitness news. It's not true news that's coming out. It's not authentic. It's something to keep the masses blind, keep the masses dumbed down. So, for real, when you watch the news, you can't put stock in it because it's not for you. It's actually, the fourth branch of the government. All right, family, we here in 2nd Ezra 15:1. And Shamar, family, as we read these things, Shamar, behold, speak you in the ears of my people, the words of prophecy, which I will put in your mouth, says Yahweh, and cause you them to be written in paper. For they are faithful and true. For they are faithful and true. and cause you to be written, them to be written in paper, for they are faithful and true. Don't be afraid of their imaginations against you. Don't let the unbelief of them that speak against you trouble you. For all the unbelievers shall die in their unbelief. Behold, says Yahweh, I bring evils upon the whole earth, sword and famine and death and destruction. Hold up. Remember what we read about these four Malachites, these four angels? They're Yahweh's angels. And what are they doing? What are they holding back? Whatever they're holding back, it's supposed to come to do destruction on this earth. What Abba will say. Behold, says Yahweh, I bring evils upon the whole earth, sword and famine and death and destruction. For wickedness has prevailed over every land, and their hurtful works are come to the fore. Therefore, says Yahweh, I will hold my peace no more as touching their wickedness, which they profanely commit. Neither will I suffer them in these things which they wickedly practice. Behold, the innocent and righteous blood cries to me, and the souls of the righteous cry out continually. I will surely avenge them, says Yahweh, and will receive to me all the innocent blood from among them. Behold, my people is led as a flock to the slaughter. I will not suffer them now to dwell in the land of Egypt. But I will bring them out with a mighty hand and with a high arm and strike Egypt with plagues as a fourth time. He's going to strike Egypt again as he did before. Hold on, we're not in Egypt no more, though. Where are we? These things to think about, family. As a fourth time, and will destroy all the land thereof. Let Egypt mourn, and the foundation thereof, for the plague of the chastisement and the punishment of that Yahweh shall bring upon it. Let the husbandmen that till the ground mourn, for their seed shall fall, and their trees shall be laid waste. Through the blasting and hail, and a terrible star. Woe to the world and those who dwell therein, for the sword and their destruction draws near, and nations shall rise up against nations to battle with weapons in their hands. For there shall be sedition among men, and waxing strong one against another. They shall not regard their king, nor the chief of their great ones in their might. For a man shall desire to go into a city and shall not be able. For because of their pride, the city shall be troubled. The houses shall be destroyed, and men shall be afraid. A man shall have no pity upon his neighbor, but shall make an assault on their house with the sword and plunder their goods, because of the lack of bread and for great tribulation. We saw that already, family. Katrina is a glimpse of what's going to go United States wide. What is coming upon United States, Katrina was a glimpse. How people were killing one another for food. Abba just said it in his word. Is his word not true? Do you not believe what he said? Behold, says Yah, I will call together all the kings of the earth to stir up those who are from the rising of the sun, from the south, from the east, and Lebanon, to turn themselves one against another and to repay the things that they have done to them, just as they did yet this day to my chosen. So I will also do in recompense in their bosom. Thus says Yahweh Elohim, my right hand shall not spare the sinners and my sword shall not cease over those who shed innocent blood upon the earth. And a fire is gone forth from his wrath, and has consumed the foundations of the earth, and the sinners like the straw that is kindled. Woe to those who sin and keep not my commandments, says Yahweh. I will not spare them. Go your way, you rebellious children, defile not my sanctuary. For Yahweh knows all those who trespass against him. Therefore has he delivered them to death and destruction. For now are the evils come upon the whole earth, and you shall remain in them. For Elohim shall not deliver you, because you have sinned against him. Behold, a vision, horrible, and the appearance thereof from the east, and the nations of the dragons of Arabia shall come out with many chariots, and from the day that they set forth the hissing of them is carried over the earth, so that all they which shall hear them may fear and also tremble. Also, the Cameronians, raging in wrath, shall go forth as the wild boars of the wood, and with great power shall they come and join the battle with them, and shall waste a portion of the land of the Assyrians with their teeth. And then shall the dragon have the upper hand, remembering their nature. And if they shall turn themselves, conspiring together in great power to persecute them, then these shall be troubled and keep silence with their power, and shall turn and flee. And from the land of the Assyrians shall the liar in wait besiege them and consume one of them. And upon their army shall be fear and trembling and sedition against their king. Behold, clouds from the east and from the north to the south, and they are very horrible to look upon, for a wrath and storm. They that shall dash one against another, they shall pour out the plentiful storm upon the earth, even their own stuff, and there shall be blood from the sword of the horse's belly. That's going to be a lot of killing. And to the high, to the thigh of man, and to the camel's hole. And there shall be fearfulness and great trembling upon the earth. And they that see the wrath shall be afraid, and trembling shall take hold of them. And after this shall there be stirred up great storms from the south and from the north, and another from the east. And strong winds shall arise from the east and shall shut it up, even the cloud which he rises up in wrath, and the star that was to cause destruction by the east wind shall be violently driven toward the south and west. And great clouds and mighty and full of wrath shall be lifted up, and the star that they may destroy all the earth and those who dwell therein. And they shall pour out over every high and intimate one a terrible star, fire and hail and flying swords and many waters, that all plains may be filled and all rivers with the abundance of those waters. And they shall break down the cities and walls, mountains and hills, trees of the wood and grapes of the meadows and their corn. And they shall go on steadfastly to Babylon and destroy her. They shall come to her and compass her about. The star and all wrath shall they pour out upon her. Then shall the dust and smoke go up to heaven, and all those who are about her shall bewail her. And those who remain shall do service to those who have put her in fear. And you, Asia, Asiah, that are partaker in the booty of Babylon and in glory of her person, woe to you, you wretch, because you have made yourself like to her. You have decked your daughters in whoredom, that they might pass in glory, and your lovers, which have always desired you to commit whoredom with all. You have followed her that is hateful in all her works and inventions. Therefore, says Yahweh, I will send evils upon you, widowhood, poverty, famine, sword, pestilence, to waste your houses, to destruction and death. And the glory of your power shall be dried up as a flower, when the heat shall arise that is sent over you. You shall be weakened as a poor woman with stripes, and as one chastened with wounds, so that your mighty ones and your lovers you shall not be able to receive. Would I with jealousy have so proceeded against you, says Yahweh, if you had not always slain my chosen? I gotta read that again. If you had not always slain my chosen, exalting the strokes of your hands and saying over their dead bodies, when you were drunken, set forth the beauty of your countenance, the reward of a harlot shall be in your bosom. Therefore shall you receive recompense, just as you shall do to my chosen, says Yahweh, even so Elohim do to you, and shall deliver you into mischief. And your children shall die of hunger. You shall fall by the sword, and your city shall be broken down, and all shall perish by the sword in the field. And those who are in the mountains shall die of hunger, eat their own flesh, and drink their own blood, for a very hunger of bread and thirst of water. You unhappy above all shall come and shall again receive evil. And in the passage they shall rush on the city and shall destroy some portion of your land and mar part of your glory, and shall return again to Babylon that was destroyed. And you shall be cast down by them as stubble, and they shall be to you as fire, and shall devour you and your cities and your land and your mountains. All your woods and your fruit trees shall they burn up with fire. They shall carry your children away captive, and shall plunder your wealth and mar the glory of your face. Moving on to 16th time. Woe to you, Babylon and Asar. Woe to you, Mitzrayim, Egypt, and Syria. Gird yourself with sackcloth and garments of hair, and bewail your children and lament, for your destruction is at hand. A sword is set upon you, and who is he that may turn it back? Fire is sent upon you, and woe, and who is he that may quench it? Evils are set upon you, and who is he that may drive them away? May one drive away a hungry lion in the wood, or may one quench the fire in stubble when it has once begun to burn? May one turn again to an arrow that is shot of a strong archer? Yahweh Elohim send the evils, and who shall drive them away? A fire shall go forth from his wrath, and who is he that may quench it? He shall cast lightning, and who shall not fear? He shall thunder, and who shall not tremble? Yahweh shall threaten, and who shall not be utterly broken in pieces at his presence? The earthquake and the foundations thereof, the sea arises up with waves from the deep, and the waves of it shall be troubled, and the fishes thereof also, at the presence of Yahweh, and before the glory of his power. Amen. For strong is his right hand that bend the bow. His arrows that he shoots are sharp and shall not miss. When they begin to shoot into the end of the earth, behold, the evils are set forth and shall not return again until they come upon the earth. The fire is kindled and shall not be put out till it consume the foundations of the earth. Just as an arrow with the shot of a mighty archer returns not backward, even so evils that are sent forth upon the earth shall not return again. Woe is me! Woe is me! Who will deliver me in those days? The beginning of sorrow, and there shall be great mourning. The beginning of famine, and many shall perish. The beginning of wars, and the powers shall stand in fear. The beginning of evils, and all shall tremble. What shall they do in all this when the evil shall come? Behold, famine and plague, tribulation and anguish, they are sent as scourges for amendment. But for all these things, they shall not turn from their wickedness, nor be always mindful of the scourges. Behold, food shall be so good and cheap, so good, cheap upon the earth, that they shall think themselves to be in good case, and even then shall evil grow upon earth. Sword and famine, great confusion. Isn't food so cheap now, family? Isn't it, quote unquote, so good right now, family? It's good and cheap right now. For many of those who dwell upon earth shall perish of famine, and the others that escape the famine shall the sword destroy. And the dead shall be cast out as dung, and there shall be no one, no man to comfort them. For the earth shall be left desolate, and the cities thereof shall be cast down. There shall be no husbandman left to till the earth and to sow it. The trees shall give fruit, and who shall gather them? The grapes shall ripen, and who shall tread them? For in all places there shall be a great forsaking. For one man shall desire to see another, or to hear his voice. For a city there shall be 10 left, and 2 of the field, which have hidden themselves in the thick groves and in the cliffs of rocks, as in an orchard of olives upon every tree, there be left 3 or 4 olives. Or as when a vineyard is gathered to be some cluster, left by those who diligently seek through the vineyard. Even so, in those days, there shall be 3 or 4 left by those who search their houses with the sword. And the earth shall be left in desolate, and the field thereof shall be forbearance, and her ways and all her paths shall bring forth thorns, because no sheep shall pass through. The virgins shall mourn, having no bridegroom. The women shall mourn, having no husband. Their daughters shall mourn, having no helpers. In the war shall there be bridegrooms be destroyed, and their husbands shall perish of famine. Hear now these things, and understand them, you servants of Yahweh. Let me read that again. Shema now these things, and understand them, you servants of Yahweh. Behold, the word of Yahweh, receive it. Disbelieve not the things whereof Yahweh speaks. Behold, the evils draw near and are not slack. Just as a woman with child in 9th month, when the hour of her deliverance draws near, within 2 or 3 hours, doleful pains compass her womb. And when the child comes forth, the womb, there shall be no tarrying for a moment. Even so shall not the evil be slack to come upon the earth, and the world shall groan, and sorrow shall take hold of it on it every side. O my people, shema my word, hear my word, make you ready to the battle, and in those evils be even as pilgrims upon the earth. Amen. He that sells, let him be as that he flees away, and he that buys as one that who loses. He that occupies merchandise, as he that has no profit by it. And he that builds, as he that shall not be dwell up therein. He that sows, as it shall not reap. So also he that prunes the vine, as he shall not gather the grapes. Those who marry, as those who shall get no children, and those who marry not, as the widow. Inasmuch as those who labor, labor in vain. For strangers shall reap their fruits and plunder their goods, overthrow their houses and take their children captive. For in captivity and famine shall they beget their children. And those who traffic, traffic to become a plunder. The more they deck their cities, their houses, their possessions, and their own persons, the more I will hate them for their sins, says Yahweh. Just as a right, honest, and virtuous woman hates and harlot. I like that. Just as a right, honest, and virtuous woman hates a harlot, so shall righteousness hate iniquity when she decks herself, and shall accuse her to her face when he comes that shall defend him that diligently searches out every sin upon the earth. Therefore, be you not like thereto, nor to the works thereof. For yet a little while, and iniquity shall be taken away out of the earth, and righteousness shall reign over us. Let not the sinner say that he has not sinned, for he shall burn coals of fire upon his head, which says, I have not sinned before Yahweh and his glory. Behold, Yahweh knows all the works of men, their imagination, their thoughts, and their hearts. Who said, let the earth be made, and it was made? Let the heavens be made, and it was made. And at his word were the stars established, and he knows the number of the stars. Amen. Who searches the deep and the treasures thereof? He has measured the sea and what it contains. Who has shut the sea in the midst of the water? And with his word has he hanged upon the earth. And with his word has he hanged the earth upon the water. Who spreads out the heaven like a vault upon the water as he founded it? Who has made the desert springs of water and pools upon the top of the mountains to send forth rivers from the height of the water to water the earth? Who framed man and put a heart in the midst of his body and gave him breath, life, and understanding? Yes, the Spirit of Yahweh Almighty, he who made all things and searches out hidden things in the hidden places. Surely he knows your imagination and what you think in your heart. Woe to those who sin and who fain hid their sins. For as much as Yahweh will exactly search out all your works, he will put you to shame. And when your sins are brought forth before men, you shall be ashamed, and your own iniquity shall stand as your accuser in that day. What will you do, or how will you hide your sins before Elohim and his angels? Behold, Elohim is the judge. Fear him. Leave off your sins and forget your iniquity, to meddle no more with them forever. For so shall Elohim lead you forth and deliver you from all tribulation. For behold, burning wrath of great multitude is kindled over you, and they shall take away certain of you and feed you with that which is slain to idols. And those who consent to them shall be hid in desertion and in reproach and be trodden underfoot of them. For there shall be in various places and in the next city great insertion upon those that fear Yahweh. They shall be like madmen, bringing none but spoiling and destroying those who steal Fear Yahweh, man. Let me read that again. Let me start at 70. For there shall be in various places and in the next city, a great insertion upon the fear, upon those who fear Yahweh. There shall be like madmen, spring, sparing none, but spoiling and destroying those who still fear Yahweh. Amen. For they shall waste and take away their goods and cast them out of their houses. Then shall be manifest the trial of my elect, even as gold that is tried in the fire. Hear, Shema, O ye, my elect, says Yahweh. Behold, the days of tribulation are at hand, and I will deliver you from them. But you, be you not afraid, neither doubt. For Yah is your God. Amen. And you who keep my commandments and precepts, says Yahweh Elohim, don't let your sins weigh you down, and don't let your iniquities lift themselves up. Woe to those who are fast bound with their sins and covered with their iniquities, like as field is fast bound with brushes, and the path thereof covered with thorns, that no man may travel through. It is even shut off and given up to be consumed of fire. Amen. I like how Abba brought it full circle. He went up against those nations, but at the end he still comes back to his people. He's still trying to get his people on the right path. He's still giving his people time to get rid of, as one brother would say, the isms and schisms. He's still giving us time, family. Because great tribulations is upon us. It is upon us. Abba still giving us time to get right. I got one more scripture to go to. Matter of fact, it's actually two, but they all go together. It's all one thought. And we're going to Yeshayahu, which is Isaiah 26. We're going to start at chapter 26. Read 20 and 21. Then we're going to flip over and read Yeshayahu 27 and 1. And this is the finishing thought, the connecting thought to all of what you just read. If you go back and get the scriptures and go back and listen to it, you'll see everything connect. If it's one word, family, if it's one word, and this word is, it's a warning to Israel. It's a warning to the world. Take heed. Take heed. Come, my people, we in Yeshayahu 26:20. Come, my people, enter into your room and shut your door behind you. Hide yourselves for a little moment until the indignation is past. For behold, Yahweh comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also will disclose her birth and will no longer cover her slain. I'm flipping over to 27:1, family. In that day, Yahweh, with his hard and great and strong sword, will punish Leviathan and the fleeing serpent, and Leviathan, the twisted serpent, and he will kill the dragon that is in the sea. Go back. Go over it, family. Allow those words to speak, because everything is connected. Everything, rightly dividing the word of truth. The workmen need not to be ashamed. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for allowing Abba to take us upon another journey through his word. And same over and over and over again. Get right, Israel. Get right, Israel. Get right, Israel. Get right. I'm coming, Israel. I'll be there. I'm coming. Stay close to me, Israel. Get right, Israel. Get right. Over and over. Over and over. Throughout the scriptures. Get right, Israel. Close, no matter from Bereshit to Haran, Genesis to Revelation. Get right, Israel. Get right. Get right, people. Get right. Stay with me, people. Continue to purge yourself. Continue to learn my way. Continue to get rid of you. Over and over again. Every lesson. I don't care what brother bring it out or that person bring it out throughout the world. The lesson is the same. Repent. Because of the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Abba's kingdom is at hand. Repent. That is the lesson. That is the message. Repent. Because the kingdom of Yah is at hand. Shalom, Yisrael, Shabbat Shalom. Matter of fact, let me close out with a prayer to Abba Yah. Hallelujah, Abba Yah. Hallelujah. The lesson is always fulfilling, Father. It always fills us. We thank you for that, Father. It always brings us joy, Abba. We just read your word. We get to read your word, and it fills us, Father. It takes us somewhere. It lifts us off this earth. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you for elevating us just for a moment. Thank you, Father. I ask and pray for all Israel, Father, that we all may repent, we all may come into that great and marvelous name, the Shem, the character, you, Father. We all may be little Yahushua's walking around this earth, Father. We all may say, when you see us, you see the Father. It's my prayer tonight, Father. Every Israelite should be able to say that. Everyone to take hold of your covenant, Father, and believe in your Son should be able to say, when you see me, you see the Father. Because just as Yahushua was commissioned to bring light and understanding to you, so are we. So are we. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity. For your Ruach, may all Israel continue to be blessed. In Yahushua's name, I pray. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom.
close your eyes and breathe in. The sense of freedom you're ringing across the sea. Land of milk and honey. One day we'll wake up from this dream and we'll stop sleeping. Oh, yeah, yeah. My own.